CRI News, I'm Xi Zhi. Around 70 people are now known to have been killed by a powerful earthquake that hit northeastern India, Nepal and China's Tibet. Over 100,000 homes have been damaged in the quake. Bad weather is hampering the rescue efforts along India's border with China, R.K. Singh is leading as Home Secretary.
There can still be villages where people may be trapped under collapsed houses, which has not been reported. We cannot really rule out right now whether there are any more sort of persons who may be dead.
In Tibet, 7 people are dead and 24 others injured in Yadong County. Local authorities in Shikaza Prefecture, southern Tibet, are using heavy machinery to clear debris from the major roads to allow passage for relief supplies. The death toll from rain-triggered floods in parts of China has risen to 57, while 29 others are still missing. Heavy rains have ravaged the provinces of Shaanxi, Sichuan and Henan in the past week, affecting more than 12 million people and forcing the evacuation of 1.2 million. The central government has sent special work teams to the provinces to gauge flood damage and direct disaster relief operations. Hundreds of thousands of people in Japan have been warned to leave their homes as an approaching typhoon is bringing heavy rain and fears of landslides and flash flooding. Authorities in the central city of Nagoya have advised 400,000 residents to evacuate. The weather agency says Typhoon Hiroki, packing winds of up to 140 km per hour near its center, is on course to hit the island of Honshu on Wednesday. The agency warned of downpours over a wide area of the country on Wednesday, saying as much as 50 millimeters of rain could fall in an hour. South Korea's nuclear envoy has arrived in Beijing for talks with his counterpart from North Korea on Pyongyang's nuclear program. Wee Sung-lak says he plans to discuss steps toward denuclearization in his meeting with North Korea's Ri Yong-ho. The two will sit down Wednesday to discuss issues related to the restart of the long-stalled six-nation talks on nuclear disarmament in North Korea. Zambia has kicked off its tripartite elections, with millions of voters expected to turn out. More than 6,400 polling stations have been set up across the southern African nation. The elections are the sixth in Zambia since the introduction of multi-party politics in 1991. Voters are choosing a president, lawmakers, and local government leaders. China will launch its unmanned space module Tiangong-1 at the end of this month. A spokesman for the nation's manned space program says the spacecraft will be launched sometime between September 27th to the 30th. The carrier rocket Long March 2F has been moved to the launch area at the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center in northwest China. Tiangong-1 is part of China's first spacecraft rendezvous and docking mission. Its launch was rescheduled due to a satellite launch failure last month. China is defending its regulation that reviews mergers and acquisitions of domestic companies by foreign investors, saying it does not impose a new threshold for such practices. Commerce Ministry spokesman Shen Danyang says the regulation, which took effect early this month, targets the practices that would affect national security or have the potential to be a threat. He also reveals that foreign M&A projects amounted to $3.4 billion in the first 8 months of this year, a big increase from past years. Oil firm ConocoPhillips China says it will establish a second fund with its partner, China National Offshore Oil Corporation, to address environmental issues in Bohai Bay amid a continuing oil spill. The company set up a fund early this month to pay compensation for damages caused by the spill, but the size of the two funds were not specified. The spill was first spotted in early June and has polluted more than 5,500 square kilometers of Bohai Bay. A survey shows only 1 in 5 Chinese consumers trusts the quality of bottled beverages, and others cite illegal additives as their major concern. The online survey, conducted by the China Youth Daily, shows that dairy beverages stir up the most anxiety in consumers, with nearly 68% of the respondents doubting the quality of dairy drinks. The survey was conducted after a recent spot inspection on beverage safety problems found 6 bottled water brands to contain excessive levels of carcinogen bromate. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Xi Zhi in Beijing.